This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
It is spooky season, and I mean, you can look around in your neighborhood. People are starting to put up their yard decorations, and Halloween yard decorations are now in the news. That's how you really know it's Halloween season. For starters, there's that one that if you haven't seen the Stranger Things yard one.
Oh, Google that.
It's all over TMZ. They were like obsessed with that story for a while. It's crazy. They have, what's the girl?
Max
from Stranger Things. It looks, she's suspended with a wire, but it looks like she is just floating in
her
yard.
Much like she does in the
show. It's very impressive.
Her head's like up.
But there is a viral Halloween yard display that Home Depot is selling that is so popular that they cannot keep it in stock. And it's shocking because it's also enormous. It's called Skelly, and it is a 12-foot tall skeleton. That is taller than some one-story houses.
It is. It's very big.
It seems like it's too far.
Let me tell you what I think is too far. I think spooky Halloween decorations on the outside of the house, I think that's going a little too far.
Why? What do you mean?
I hate when like somebody does like a really spooky setup on the outside of their house because it scares little kids on Halloween. Halloween is a little kid's holiday. And don't even get me started on people that have somebody sitting outside and then want to jump out at kids. You're an a-hole.
it is kind of sadistic. I used to do that when I was a teenager.
It just feels like you are now preventing a kid from being able to go to that house, number one. Number two, you're just freaking them out.
Okay, I'm going to pitch you a counter view of that.
Okay.
My next door neighbors, they are brand new to the neighborhood. And I totally remember before they bought their house, I'm going to text you pictures of their yard.
Okay.
I remember before they even bought their house, they were talking to me about many things about the neighborhood. One is, are you guys a Halloween neighborhood? I said, hell yeah, we're a Halloween neighborhood. There's a house over there that gets on the news every year. They were like, great, we're big Halloween people. Then one day I walk out of my house and I see what is essentially a slaughter circus outside. Look at the pictures I sent you.
No.
Now, I love my next door neighbors. I think they're great
people.
Yeah,
you've always said very sweet things about them.
They're very nice. There's like a Spirit Halloween store animatronic, but they put a scarier mask over the animatronic's head, and he's holding what looks like a little girl by her feet upside down while he's laughing.
But she kind of looks zombie-ish.
Right. Zombie kids on a merry-go-round that they built on there that plays creepy music during it.
Come on.
This This is scary.
It's pretty scary. And what's funny was that my two youngest, my three-year-old and my six-year-old, come walking out of the garage one day, and the house next door has always been a normal house.
Right.
And all of a sudden, there's a slaughter circus.
Now it's a nightmare.
Yeah. And they both just stood there on the sidewalk with their hands down, just staring at it like they do at a Spirit Halloween store, where they are both repulsed by it but at the same time, very attracted to it, which is exactly how I was as a little kid. Like my kids, they are scared of scary stuff and they can't look away from scary stuff.
Don't you think this is maybe too much for a children's holiday?
I don't think it is.
I don't think that Halloween needs to be so murdery. There, I said it.
So I agree with you that it doesn't need to be gory and stuff like that, but there's nothing on their yard that is gory. It's just scary. And
there is a big clown head that is dripping blood.
Yeah, but it's not gory. It could be Hawaiian punch. We don't know. What's the backstory of that clown? Maybe he loves fruit punch. We don't even know. So my point is, as long as there's not like dismemberment and like a severed head hanging from a post or something like that, I'm okay.
Kevin?
I don't agree. It's too scary.
It's too scary.
It will give me nightmares if I walk out there.
Especially tiny baby Kevin?
Oh,
what? We could never.
Yeah, I would run away scared.
So what do you do? Because you sadly still go trick-or-treating as a grown adult with your dogs. When you see a scary house, do you avoid it?
I run past it very quickly.
See, my kids don't. My kids love it. It's the same thing. They're scared of it, but they also really want to go in.
I think the point is great if your kids like it, but not every kid does. So liking something, great. Not liking something starts like creating core memories.
I mean, it is on the walkway to an elementary school.
Yeah, kids walk down that street literally to get
you
to
should have seen
school.
The day that they put it up when it was fresh, I was walking back after getting my son from school, and there was just a crowd of people outside of their house just staring at it. And I was like, oh man, that's pretty funny. Some of the kids were like my kids, and some of the kids were like, eh.
Yeah, other than my kids, and me, and Kevin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.